റെസ്പെക്ടഡ് കൺവീനർ എ യു ബി അഭിമന്യു ജി, ചെയർമാൻ എ യു ബി സി സിംഗ് ജി, ജി എസ് എസ് എൻ ഇ അടസുൽ ജി, ജി എസ് എ ജി ടി ഒ രവിശീൽ ജി, കൺവീനർ ബി ഡി എം ഭാരതീയ ദൂർസഞ്ചാർ മഞ്ച് ശ്രീ ആർ സി പാണ്ഡേ ജി, ആൻഡ് ഓൾ മൈ ഫെലോ ജനറൽ സെക്രട്ടറീസ് ഓഫ് എ യു എ ബി ആൻഡ് ബി ഡി എം, ഗുഡ് മോർണിംഗ്. കൈൻഡ്ലി ലിസൺ ദിസ് പീസ് ഓഫ് ഇൻഫർമേഷൻ ബിഫോർ അവർ മീറ്റിംഗ് ടുഡേ ഈവനിംഗ്. As all we are aware of, the unions and associations of BSNL have persistently been trying for the long awaited salary hike in terms of third pay revision and wage revision. We are inching towards our goal. However, surprisingly, rather shockingly, a move is noticed from some power centers to curtail presently availing salary of BSNL executives in terms of dice known through the widely disputed People Analytic mobile app. Initially, this app is started for executives. Just like online attendance, it will be extended to non-executives as well after some time. This app is a life bar service threatening app for all BSNL employees who are taking online attendance system. As per this letter dated 10-9-2024, addressed to CGMTs and unit heads from BSNL corporate office, it is communicated that on 22-7-2022, an MOU was signed between DOT and BSNL to measure ownership, accountability and commitment of BSNL employees. As per IPMS is introduced, we know IPMS is assessed or performance of an employee is assessed once in a quarter. Now suddenly, prior to that we know it was assessed yearly through APAR and all. Now suddenly the performance, ownership, accountability, commitment of an employee is going to be assessed on daily basis is not only practical, but it is life threatening to employees as well due to the functional design of this app. As per this app, on daily basis, all executives are to diarize all their activities before leaving their office about activities related to revenue achieved, sales done, MDTR, how much is there, how much you had fault clearance you have done, network installation, how much progress is there, how much maintenance you have done, how much customer experience you experienced, how much, what is the pace of government projects going ahead, what are all the other KPI parameters you are related with. All these important activities are to be diarized before leaving the office. And the second page of the letter is telling that an officer executive will be able to mark in the next day attendance only when he has made a diary entry in the previous day. Dear and respected general secretaries, this is a venomous catch from this app. If one employee can't mark attendance, since the attendance portal is linked with the salary, the employee will not get a salary or literally a dice known. This app is going to live from 18 September 2024 as mentioned. How an employee working really in field can collect all this information before 8 or 9 night? Because till office hours, whatever we are doing through system, it will reflect after 2-3 hours only. After that only the parameters from just lower level, maybe SD, JTO, JE level officers are putting in. AGM level officer can complete maybe around 10 night. What about the working style of a DGN level officer? So many AGM parameter will be analyzed and to be diarized maybe till morning only. Due to this reason, if an officer is somehow missed to enter in the office, very next day he will not get salary. Suppose an employee is sick or hospitalized due to X or Y reason, the employee cannot make a diary entry. In extreme case, suppose if the employee is deceased, even the family pension for the employees will be negated by telling that employees were not marking diary, employees were not marking their attendance and a dice known is there, break of service, their family pension cannot be extended and all. Much I am not discussing on this dangerous app. This, the implementation of the app is very dangerous to employees of BSNL, those who are marking attendance through online attendance system. And all GSS are hence humbly requested to discuss the matter in the evening, our online meeting. It is also requested to consider a meeting with the work, an immediate meeting with our worthy CMD BSNL at the earliest. By all general secretaries, submit our concern and maybe a request to withdraw the app at the earliest. Because we are not against BSNL management. We association people and all employees are having total commitment towards our BSNL. We are having the feeling of ownership. We are accountable. We are committed to BSNL. We are doing dedicated service. But if app like this, if it is coming to BSNL one after another, it will consistently checking the loyalty of we BSNL employees. Today executive, tomorrow it is for non-executives also. So loyalty of the employee is questioned in this way, and it is having very venomous catch behind it. It cannot be tolerated. With the humble submission, with this humble submission, let me for the time being sign out. We will discuss more in the evening meeting. Thank you one and all.